The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And we welcome you into another broadcast here on 92.1 KMZA. Coming down the home stretch of the regular season, just left with 2 weeks to go here in high school basketball. And boy, a lot of things starting to shape up, particularly in the Big 7 as we're back inside the league tonight. And Nemaha Central High School, the host, as they welcome in the Tigers of Jefferson West for a double dip here on a Tuesday night. Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for tuning in to this doubleheader tonight. Got some great games across the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll dive into those throughout the course of the broadcast this evening. But a few minutes before we get to the girls contest here tonight, and this one is absolutely massive. These are the top two teams right now in the Big 7. Jeff West coming off a loss to Sabetha last Friday night. Dropped them out of the top spot. They were leading for the last couple of weeks, but Nemaha Central, their win over Royal Valley, cupped with Jeff West's loss to Sabetha, moved the Thunder into first place of the Big 7. So right now, Nemaha Central with a 9-2 league record. They are in first place going for their fifth straight league title. But Jeff West here tonight, right on their heels. They have played an extra game. They are same in the win column with 9, but Jeff West, one extra game in the loss column. Again, Nemaha Central 9-2, and Jeff West comes in at 9-3. A win for Jeff West on the road tonight would vault them back up into first place, at least for now. They would be tied in the loss column, but would have one win. They play a non-league game to wrap up the season, so they're a game ahead of Nemaha Central in terms of the league. And then you have Hiawatha sitting right there as well at 8-3. So this is a tight race down the stretch. And this is a very important game tonight to determine a potential league champion inside the Big 7. Now time to get you our starting lineups. And it is senior night here at Nemaha Central High School. And the Thunder, number 10 in the latest rankings today from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. They hold serve at number 10. That's where they were last week in Class 3A. And then Jeff West, they've been ranked a couple of weeks throughout the course of the season, but haven't been ranked in a few weeks. So let's get you the starting lineups, and let's start with Jefferson West, the Lady Tigers, and head coach John Malloy in his ninth season at the helm. They're going to go like this. Mallory Young is a 5'10 senior, averaging 4.5 points per game. The leading scorer is Kristen Biltoff, a 5'8 senior, nearly 14 points per game, 5 rebounds, and 4 steals. Brooklyn Michaelis is a 5'9 senior, averaging nearly 4 points per game. Melanie Roney is a 5'9 senior, averaging over 12 points per game, the second leading scorer, but the leading rebounder for the Tigers at over 8 per game. And then Megat Tibbetts, a 5'7 senior, getting the start, just under a point and 1 rebound per ball game. So again, for Jeff West, it'll be Young, Biltoff, Michaelis, Roney, and Tibbetts. For Haddon Hilchin's crew, the head coach for the Thunder, 12th season at the helm, over 200 wins in his tenure. And with it being senior night, they will start all seniors, at least out the gate. And so a little bit of a different lineup. Mackenzie Henry, a 5'6 senior. Taryn Gamstrom, a 5'4 senior. Cassidy Refman, a 5'11 senior. Those are normal starters. But you replace Ella Larkin, Addie Holthouse with Madison Lorcher, who is a 5'9 senior. And then Haley Wirtz, a 5'7 senior. So the seniors getting the start here on a senior night for Nemaha Central. All black uniforms for Jeff West here on the road. Home white uniforms for the Thunder. And this first matchup back in mid-January was super exciting. We were there. We had that ball game on 103.9 KNZA. Nemaha Central won that game 37-35. Came down to the wire. It was a absolutely sensational atmosphere and ball game. And again, with everything on the line for tonight and what could help determine a league champion, I would expect nothing less. And we are underway with the girls' contest. Of course, the boys will follow tonight. Double dip and Jefferson West going from left to right with the first possession here this evening. Here is Biltoff, high right, 2-3 zone defense here for Nemaha Central to start. And the Tigers coming at 12-5 overall. Again, 9-3 in league play. Nemaha Central at 13-4, and they are 9-2, leading the Big 7 right now. Missed shot from the corner. Madison Warcher with the rebound, and 35 seconds in, Nemaha Central getting their first possession. Ganstrom wants to drive, kick it into the right corner. Mackenzie Henry from downtown. That one is no good. And a rebound ripped away by Jefferson West, and then it goes out of bounds off Michaelis. And that'll be a turnover for Jefferson West. So Nemaha Central will get it back just 47 seconds into the ball game. No score. This is Mackenzie Henry to throw it in left side of her own backboard. They are looking for Rethman inside, but it went nowhere and out of bounds. And that is a Thunder turnover. So both teams with a TO to start. Still looking for our first points, but not quite a minute in. Such a crucial ball game here in the Big 7. Nemaha Central, four straight league titles. Biltoff left side. It goes to Tibbetts. Biltoff gets it back. Now it goes into the right corner with Mallory Young. They skip it high left. Now want to work it inside, and too much mustard on that pass. They were looking for Roney at the elbow, and it soars out of bounds for a second Jefferson West turnover. Now, they do pretty well in that department. They average just 11 turnovers per game, but they got two already here in the first minute and change. So here's Nemaha Central once again. Still no score. We've played a minute 15. Here's Ganstrom. Wants to take it all the way to the rack from the top of the key, and she lays it in with the left hand. Aaron Ganstrom gets Nemaha Central on the board first. A 2-0 advantage for the Thunder, 90 seconds in. Here's a nice split layup try, no good. A whistle and a foul. Kristen Biltoff will go to the line and shoot a pair. And the first foul of the game against Haley Wirtz for Nemaha Central. So here is Kristen Biltoff, the 5'8 senior, 13.7 points per game. She buries the first free throw and gets Jefferson West on the board. And this was a 37-35 Nemaha Central win back in mid-January at Jeff West. Second free throw is good. We're tied at two. 6:28 left to go here in the first quarter. Here's Mackenzie Henry. Stops prior to the midcourt stripe, looking for somebody. Gets it off to Wirtz at the top of the key. We'll reset here in the half court. Man-to-man defense being run right now by the Tigers. They get it to Rethman at the free throw line. Gets Wirtz on a curl. She's going to back into the corner. Skips it to the top of the key, but that pass is deflected. That's going to be a steal by Jefferson West, as it was Kinley Stones who got a hand on it. And then a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called as Roney drove in from the left wing to the basket. They get Ganstrom with her first team second. So here comes three subs. It's Callie Honeyman and then also Ella Larkin and Addie Holthouse. Two normal starters for the Thunder. So the seniors getting a couple of minutes. There's a shot inside, no good, but an offensive rebound. That's Roney, who keeps the possession alive on the inbounds, and they'll reset up top. 2-2 tie, 5:45 left here in the first quarter. Would expect two of the better defenses in this league. Points hard to come by. Here's a deep left corner three. That's no good. Addie Holthouse, who just checked in, nabs her first rebound, and then she had it knocked into the backcourt. This is going to be a steal by Roney. Gets underneath, and the layup is good. Melanie Roney with her first basket makes it 4-2 Jeff West at 5:25 left here in the first. We'll show a little bit of pressure here in the half court. Here's Henry left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Ganstrom. Directing Holthouse to the free throw line. Gets it back to Henry. Right side to Ella Larkin. Larkin getting her first touch. Now Ganstrom wants to hand it off and gets it back and is in the corner. Now this is Holthouse at the free throw line. She'll turn and face, kicks it back out to Honeyman. Right side in the corner to Larkin. A baseline drive and a lot of contact and a foul, and Ella Larkin will shoot two. Nice drive from the baseline by Ella Larkin. The foul is on Michaelis. That is her first, and that is the first Jeff West foul. As Ella Larkin will shoot two, 51% at the line this season. Over 6 points and the leading rebounder at 7 per game, 7.5 rebounds per game. She's short on the first free throw, no good. So she'll have a second opportunity at the stripe. second is good. So she goes 1 for 2. And Nemaha Central back within one. It's 4-3, Jeff West, at 4:50 to go here in the first. I'll show some pressure in the half court. Here's Roney bouncing it left corner to Michaelis. Back up top to Bill Thompson. She'll reset, kind of angles towards the left wing. Tips pass, intercepted by Honeyman. Third turnover and a steal for Nemaha Central. Here's Holthouse, free throw line, kicks it left. Henry, corner triple. That is well short, but a rebound chased into the corner by Honeyman. Now she'll fire, in and out, no good. Rebound for Holthouse, and then she's fouled underneath. So a couple of offensive rebounds there, keeping it alive, and the foul is on Mallory Young, her first. And for Jeff West, team number two. Here's Mackenzie Henry over the top to Holthouse, to Larkin, shaded right, top of the key. Back to Holthouse, back to Larkin. They'll reset up top with Mackenzie Henry. Not quite to the halfway point here in the opening quarter. 4-3 is our score, Jeff West by one. Here's Ganstrom inside, Honeyman, good play, bucket is good. Callie Honeyman, the 5'11 freshman, gets her first bucket tonight, gives Nemaha Central the lead at 5-4 as we have just passed south of the halfway point here in the quarter. Here is Kenley Stones with the basketball. The 5'8 sophomore. It's over 6 points per game. She has it high left. Her pass a little high into the corner to Michaelis. Now she curls, fires the shot. No good, but a blocking foul and two free throws coming up for the 5'9 senior Michaelis. And they get Holthouse with her first team third. And Michaelis shot is up and good. Ties the game at 5 at 3:40 to go here in the quarter. First point for her tonight. Michaelis, 3.6 points per game, couple of rebounds as well per game. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound for Mackenzie Henry. She'll work it up the floor near sideline. Now gets the ball screen in the middle of the floor by Larkin. Ganstrom wants to go inside, does so, Holthouse, count it, and the foul. Addie Holthouse, her first basket tonight, good feed inside by Henry, or Ganstrom, I beg your pardon. And the foul is on Roney, that is her first, and team foul number three. Addie Holthouse will shoot one, try to cap off a three-point play as Reagan Garrity, the 5'11 freshman, into the ball game, first time for Nemaha Central tonight. Holthouse nearly 56% on the year. Off the heel, no good. And a rebound for Roney and Jeff West. 7-5, Nemaha Central by 2 at 3:20 left here in the first quarter. Here is Young looking inside. They kick it back out. Here's Stones, a deep three, short. And a long rebound chased into the corner by Roney. And she'll keep it alive for a second chance opportunity. So another opportunity built off, gets it to Roney at the free throw line, kicks it left corner, Michaelis for three, that hits the top of the backboard, no good, and a rebound for Ella Larkin. The Nemaha Central with a 7-5 lead, under 3 minutes to go here in the first. Here's Henry, gets a high ball screen, not much with it, now Garrity gets it top of the key, left side to Holthouse in the corner. Dribbles out of the corner, now back top of the key, it goes to Mackenzie Henry. Trying to set something up for Holthouse inside. They get it to her, and her shot is blocked by Roney from behind, but a rebound by Honeyman will keep it alive, and then a whistle and a jump ball possession will keep it here with the Thunder. At 2:29 left in this first quarter, Nemaha Central with a 7-5 lead as Meg Tibbetts, the 5'7 senior, back into the ball game for Jeff West. They go over the top to the elbow with Garrity. Now left elbow to Holthouse. Looking for Honeyman on a cut. Not there. Now Henry resets. Top of the key. Here's Holthouse. Haddon Hilchin calling out the play. They want Garrity inside. Deflected pass and a steal by Roney. Fourth turnover by Nemaha Central. Roney kicks it. Left corner. Here's a long three that's good. And the foul. It's Kristen Biltoff. A triple and an and one. A chance for a rare four-point play. Makes it 8-7, Jeff West, with a free throw to come at 2:08 left here in the first. As Larkin picks up the first, or her first, and team foul number four. And built off to as 5 points here in the quarter, 2 for 2 at the line. Make it 3 for 3. And a four-point play makes it 9-7 Jefferson West as we're coming up on 2 minutes left here in the first. Gannstrom, nice crossover, gets inside, nearly traveled, but kept the pivot foot down. Now Honeyman, a short J, that's no good, but knocked down from the side, and she is fouled. And they're going to say it's on the floor. They're going to say it's Meg Tibbetts who picked up the foul, her first. Team foul number four, so it's on the floor. I'm going to say she was passing as Gannstrom's looking to throw it in, gets it into Holtown. Shot is up, no good. And still battling for the rebound, and it's going to go off Honeyman and out of bounds. And it goes back to Jeff West at 1:49 left in the period, leading 9-7. After the four-point play by Kristen Biltoff just a moment ago. Now the Thunder showing some pressure here in the full court, but Jeff West doing a nice job. Roney had it knocked away from behind, but picked up by Stone. So reset up top with Biltoff. Guarded by Honeyman. Honeyman hit the floor, a little slow to get up. Now Biltoff swings it to Stone's left corner. And a long pass top of the key. Knocked out of bounds underneath, and they're going to say it was last touch by Jeff West. And Biltoff, and out of bounds it goes, and turnover number four by Jefferson West as Mackenzie Henry's going to check back in for Honeyman. Down to 1:23 left in the first, 9-7 Jefferson West. A win for the Thunder would really put them in the driver's seat with just a couple of games left here in the regular season to try to nab a fifth straight Big 7 league title. Gannstrom works it into the corner, stops there, now bouncing it top of the key to Garrity. We'll reset up top with Henry, right side to Holthaus. Gannstrom on a cut, nothing there. Now Henry gets it, works around a screen, now backs into the corner, up top to Holthaus. Back to Gannstrom, turns down a three. Garrity gets it at the free throw line, facing and gets it off to Larkin. Skips it near side on the wing. This is Gannstrom, the reset. 47 seconds to go as Garrity gets shoved down, trying to set a screen. I think they'll get Biltoff with this foul. That'll be her first team fifth. So 46 seconds to go here in the first. 9-7, Jeff West by two. Omaha Central with it underneath their own bucket. Gannstrom to throw it in. Fakes right, goes left into the corner with Henry. Backs it up to the wing, now resets up top. Down to 40 seconds left in the period. Here's Larkin, Gannstrom, Holthaus on the wing. Holds it high, top of the key to Henry, down to 30 seconds. See if they want to play for the final shot here in the quarter. Henry kind of works right, over the top pass inside. Holthaus, layup good. Beautiful find, and Addie Holthaus with four. We're tied at nine at 18 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here's Biltoff, gets it up the floor to Stones. Biltoff gets it back, high left, 10 seconds to work. Gets it to Roney, kicks it left. Michaelis, a triple. That's off the heel, no good. Offensive rebound by Stones, and a whistle and a foul with 3 seconds to go. As we get a couple of subs, Honeyman in the game. Mallory Young is going to check back in as well. So beg your pardon, actually 2.2 seconds remaining as Madison Lorcher is going to check back in as well for the Thunder, replacing Holthaus. So just over 2 seconds to work. It's Biltoff to throw it in, looking, gets it to Michaelis, a deep three. That's no good, but a second chance at the buzzer is no good by Biltoff. She had an opportunity and an offensive rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter. A good one, as we expected. We're tied at 9, 8 minutes in. Back for the second quarter in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance, because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was...
First quarter in the books. We're tied at 9 here from Nemaha Central High School. Girls ball game just starting the second. Crucial Big 7 league contest. Thanks for tuning in here on KMZA. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman, part of the broadcast team. Maroney, a pull-up J, nearly banked it in, no good, but an offensive rebound. And stick back is knocked out of bounds as Stones had an opportunity, but knocked out of bounds by Nemaha Central. So Jefferson West will keep it underneath their own buckets. 14 seconds into the second quarter, again tied at 9. Here is Biltoff, high right, resetting. Just a couple of feet in front of the midcourt stripe. Goes right on the wing. Now gets it right back. Thunder extending out that defense. Biltoff behind the back, trying to work on Honeyman. Honeyman knocks it away in a steal. Gets it off to Henry. Nicely done. 5 turnovers now by Jeff West. Chance for the Thunder to retake the lead. Here's Lorcher. Left side. Decent three-point shooter. Had a look, but turned it down. Here's Honeyman. High right on the wing. They get it to Larkin at the free throw line. Now Lorcher back up top to Henry. Here's Larkin, top of the key. We're a minute into this second period. 9-9 is our score. Larkin works it right, stops on the wing. Now they want Garrity inside. She's doubled, turns, fires, trickles off the rim, no good. Lorcher gets a rebound and will go to the line. Correction, that's Honeyman that's going to shoot two after collecting her third rebound here in the first half. They get Hallie Tuck with the foul, the sophomore who's into the ball game, and Honeyman will shoot two. She has struggled at the line, and off the heel, no good. She'll get a second. The 5'11 freshman seeing a lot more time here in the latter portion of the season, now in her 12th game of the year. Averaging over 2 points and under 2 rebounds per game. Knocked down 3 threes as well. Off the heel, no good, but Henry gets the rebound, and then her shot is blocked. And then a whistle and a travel is going to be called against Kinley Stone. Kind of a bizarre sequence, but Nemaha Central ultimately keeps it after Honeyman goes 0 for 2 at the line. That's been a real issue for the Thunder all season, free throw shooting. They shoot it under 50% at the line. As they want Larkin inside, and then that one is knocked away, and a jump ball, possession arrow. We'll keep it here with the Thunder once again as they were looking for Larkin inside. 6:42 until halftime. We're tied at 9. Still looking for our first points here in the second. They get Honeyman in the left corner. Curls to the elbow. Now kicks it right to Holthouse. Top of the key to Ganstrom. The reset. This might honestly be a game where it's first team to 30 might win it. Here's Ganstrom. Drive, layup, no good. Battle for the rebound by Holthouse. Second chance up and in. Addie Holthouse now 6 points and 3 rebounds. 2 on the offensive end. Nemaha Central retakes the lead 11-9. Not quite 2 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Tuck, who just checked in. Gets it high left to Biltoff. And then we get a whistle and a timeout called after a near turnover. It is a 30-second timeout by Jeff West, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Nemaha Central leading 11-9, as Addie Holthouse leading the way for the Thunder with 6 points, and Kristen Biltoff leading the way for Jeff West. She had 6 as well. She had a 4-point play in the first quarter, and she was 3 for 3 at the line. Jeff West is 4 for 5 at the line so far in this ball game, while Nemaha Central is just 1 of 5 at the line. Madison Lorcher back into the game for the Thunder. As Jeff West has it on the far sideline, gets it off high left to Roney. Roney trying to work around Lorcher, kicks it back. Here's Tuck, a deep three. That's an air ball. And then it's out of bounds underneath and off Jeff West. And Nemaha Central gets it back. Thunder leading 11-9. We have just passed 2 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Mackenzie Henry. Near side with a high ball screen from Holthouse. Jeff West switching there. Good job by Roney. Here's Larkin left side. Holthouse down low and then had it knocked away, and that's a steal by Roney. Here's Jeff West. Chance to Tire take the lead. Filthoff resets up top. Good transition defense there by the Thunder to get back, and that'll make the Tigers have to work on this possession. Here's Filthoff. Had it knocked away by Honeyman, and another steal by Callie Honeyman. Nicely done. Good hand. Seven turnovers by Jeff West. And then Roney knocks it away from Honeyman, and she wants to go coast to coast. She'll spin, but she's going to be called for a travel. Back-to-back turnovers as Michaelis will check back in for Jefferson West as Nemaha Central with the ball, leading 11-9. Coming up on 3 minutes in now to this second quarter. 2 points have been scored. Here's Lorcher on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Henry. Left side to Honeyman. They got four on the perimeter right now with Holthouse at the free throw line. And Jeff West going man-to-man defensively. Now they get some movement. They set up Henry. Straight away three. That one is no good. A lot of bodies connect for the rebound, and then a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Nemaha Central on the rebound attempt, and they get Honeyman with her first. That's team foul number six. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Here's Biltoff. Gets it across to Roney. Had it knocked away by Honeyman, but Tuck able to gather and reset. Biltoff up top. Still 11-9. Chance for Jeff West again to tie or take the lead. Just past 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. They get Roney inside. Biltoff sets, fires a deep three, short, and tips out of bounds. And it will go back to Nemaha Central. Last touch there by Michaelis. Cassidy Rethman's going to check in. Taryn Ganstrom also back in for Nemaha Central. And another sub in for Jeff West. Kinley Stone's back into the game for the Tigers, replacing Kristen Biltoff. So coming up on the halfway point here in quarter number two. We've had just 2 points scored here in the period. Out of bounds. Nice deflection there by Stones. And Nemaha Central will keep. Near sideline, Henry to throw it in. Looking, gets it into Ganstrom, high left. Ends it right back to Henry. The reset up top as we're now officially halfway into the second quarter. Four down and four to go. 11-9, Nemaha Central by two. Ganstrom all the way, takes it, missed the layup and a rebound for Roney. $1 million move with a 10-cent finish. Here's Roney. Bouncing one into the corner. Out top of the key, it goes to Tuck. Lost it, chasing it into the backcourt. Tip in to the backcourt. Now Holthouse has it for Nemaha Central. A lot of contact. She sidesteps and makes a layup for two. 8 first half points for Addie Holthouse. The largest lead for Nemaha Central now at 4. They lead it 13-9. 3:22 left in the quarter. There's a whistle, and they're going to call a carry on Melanie Roney. And that is now 10 turnovers here in the first half by Jeff West. They average just 11 turnovers per game. They're almost at that number here at halftime. 3:20 until halftime, 13-9. Nemaha Central by 4 with the ball. Ganstrom, top of the key, works it right, dumps it into the corner with Holthouse. Wants the ball fake, drives, kicks. Now Henry resets up top. Ganstrom calls out the play. They want Garrity inside, but a nice front there defensively by Mallory Young, and she forces a steal. Here's Biltoff, right down the middle, takes it all the way, and Rethman's going to draw the foul, and free throws coming up for Jefferson West. As Rethman picks up her first foul, and Kristen Biltoff, who had a 4-point play in the first quarter, leading score right now for Jeff West at 6. Perfect at the line. If she stays that way, now 4 for 4. At 7 here in the first half, the leading score for the Tigers. Gets it to 13-10. Second free throw up and good as well. So she is now 5 for 5 at the line. Ella Larkin back into the game, and Roney checks back in for Jeff West as well. It's back to within 2 as Nemaha Central leads 13-11 Now 2:50 to go here in the first half. Here is Garrity, right side of the floor, pass to Gannstrom, curls back to the top of the key, now spins back towards the right wing, now into the corner. Looking for Garrity, top of the key, and then she is bumped by Michaelis, and Michaelis picks up her second, and a one-and-one opportunity here for Reagan Garrity. And the freshman, Reagan Garrity, is actually the leading free throw shooter percentage-wise for the Thunder at 60%. That is the best on the team. Mentioned earlier, it's been a bugaboo all year for the Thunder free throw shooting, but Garrity has been very solid, 9 of 15 at the line for 60%. Her first tonight, up and in. And as she is on the board with her first point, makes it 14-11. Thunder by 3, 2:38 left until halftime. Second for Garrity. Off the heel, too strong, and the rebound for Jeff West. Now the Thunder, full court pressure. They get it up the floor to Stones, near sideline, stops on the right wing. Pass deflected, but Biltoft has it at the top of the key. Hands it off to Stones, and they will reset. 2:22 until halftime. 14-11, Nemaha Central by a tray. Here is Stones. Jeff West lost their last game out, again mentioned in the pregame. Lost to Sabetha on Friday. There's a deflected pass and a steal by Eddie Holthaus, which put the Thunder back in first place in the league. They had won 5 straight prior to that game on Friday. And the Thunder came into tonight's game with a 5-game winning streak themselves at 13-4 overall. Larkin had it knocked away at the top of the key and a steal by Jeff West. Good hands by Michaelis. Down to 1:35 left here until halftime. 14-11 our score. Nemaha Central by 3. They get it to Roney. Nice little tip pass to Michaelis in the corner for the tie. Book it. Brooklyn Michaelis from downtown. She has 4. And we're tied at 14 at 1:20 left here in the first half. Here's Henry, works around Stones, gets to the top of the key, left side pass to Holthaus. Top of the key to Honeyman, right side on the wing to Larkin. Larkin wants a pass inside to Garrity, and that one's taken away. Another steal by Jeff West. Now they're down to a minute to go until halftime. Tied at 14, chance to retake the lead. Here is Stones, built off, thought about a 3. Gets it back to Stones, left side, who wants to fire a deep one. That one is an air ball. Baroni saves it in, but to the wrong player. It's to Holthaus. Now Holthaus drives. Shot is up, no good, and a backside rebound brought down by Stones. And 35 seconds to work. Jeff West wants to take it up the floor, looking for Roney inside. Knocked away in a steal by Garrity. So now 28 seconds here until halftime. We're still tied at 14. Garrity inside. Shot up, no good, but a foul. Nice dive there by Garrity. Good find by Honeyman, freshman to freshman. Free throws coming up as Stones picks up her first team foul, number 8, as Garrity is back to the line to shoot 2. 1 point, 1 of 2, just there moments ago. And she knocks in this one. Gives Nemaha Central the lead back, 15-14. Again, 21.2 seconds remaining until halftime. Pretty quick moving first half is Madison Lorcher will check back in for the Thunder. Garrity second. That one off the heel, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down by Jeff West as Biltoft has it with 16 seconds to go. Gets across the timeline. She's doubled. Just in front of the midcourt stripe, down to 9 seconds. Angles left. Stops on the wing with 5. Roney inside. Kicks. Michaelis, a corner 3. Too strong. Rebound, shot is up, no good, and we get a whistle, and I think that's going to be halftime, and it will be. 15-14 is our halftime score. Thunder lead it by 1 in this crucial Big 7 league contest. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thanks again for tuning in. Our girls game at the half. Mentioned in the first half, it might be the first team with 30 that could get this win tonight, and we're about on that pace as Nemaha Central with a slim lead over Jefferson West, 15-14, again here at halftime, which is always, of course, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Let's get you some first half numbers again on senior nights here at Nemaha Central High School. Addie Holthouse leading the Thunder, 8 first-half points. She had 3 rebounds as well. 2 apiece by Taryn Ganstrom, Callie Honeyman, and Reagan Garrity. And then 1 point as well for Ella Larkin. Just 3 in the books for Jeff West. Kristen Biltoff had 8 in the first half with a couple of rebounds. She was perfect at the line. She was 5 for 5. Brooklyn Michaelis had 4. Melanie Roney had 2, but Roney also had 6 first-half rebounds. Jeff West had 12 turnovers. They were 6 of 7 at the line. Nemaha Central had 9 turnovers. They were 3 of 9 at the line. And it's Jeff West out-rebounding Nemaha Central 15-10. Again, with Roney has 6. And then Kinley Stones, who did not score in the first half, the 5A sophomore, but she did grab 5 rebounds. And Addie Holthouse again leading the way for the Thunder with 8 in the first half. Again, our score, Nemaha Central 15, Jefferson West 14. Halftime continues after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Girls game at the half, 15-14. Nemaha Central leading by a point. And what's been a good defensive battle between the top two teams in the Big Seven. As the latest rankings released today by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, Nemaha Central girls remain true at number 10 in 3A, while the boys drop from 4 to 10. They have lost back-to-back games since a 10-game winning streak, and the Thunder boys now sit at number 10. Royal Valley, who was number 1 the last few weeks, dropped to number 4 after Royal Valley won big on Friday here at Nemaha Central. But both Thunder teams right now number 10 in Class 3A in the latest KBCA rankings. Again, our girls score at the half. Nemaha Central 15, Jefferson West 14. A final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Russia to its neighbor, Ukraine.
President Biden insisted diplomacy can see an end to tensions, but said the U.S. is ready to respond decisively should Russia invade, which he said remains a distinct possibility, despite reports that Russia has removed some troops from Ukraine's border.
And not yet verified, the Russian military units are returning to their homes.
The president said the West and NATO are in lockstep.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There's growing concern as to what the potential Russia-Ukraine conflict will do to the price of gas here at home.
We know back in December, it went down by about 10 cents thanks to tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, something where there's still releases that have been ongoing. The president also made clear in his remarks that he is open to all options are on the table to help bring down the price of gasoline.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
America.
If you want the best for your car, then fill up with Premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. Cloudy and breezy tonight. Temperatures fall back into the low 40s with winds out of the south at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with more cloud cover rolling in by the afternoon and cooler temperatures, highs in the low 50s with winds becoming northerly at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night, we'll see a chance of rain changing over to snow with a low temperature of 14 and north winds at 10 to 20. Chance of snow on Thursday, though it looks like the heavier snow will stay off to our south. High temperatures reach the lower 30s. Friday, plenty of sunshine and temperatures rebound fairly quickly with highs climbing into the mid-50s and breezy southwest winds. Saturday, lots of sun with highs in the mid-50s. And for Sunday, plenty of sunshine with highs in the low 60s. Monday, sunshine with highs again in the low 60s. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A monster game in the Big Seven. One half down and one half to go. 15-14, Nemaha Central by one. The top two teams in the league. Nemaha Central into tonight's game at 9-2. Jeff West at 9-3. Nemaha Central, they have won four straight Big Seven league titles, trying to make it five. And these two teams right now also number 3 and number 4 respectively in their Class 3A Silver Lake Substate. Silver Lake, the top seed at 16-1, Hiawatha at 14-3, and you got Nemaha Central and Jeff West 13-4 and 12-5, respectively. So certainly one of the more dynamic and deep substates, not in just 3A, but really in the state. A lot of those teams, certainly the caliber to make it to the state tournament, as we're off and underway here in the third quarter, and Jeff West turning one over, but then Cassidy Rethman's going to get tied up with Roney on the possession arrow. We'll give it back to Nemaha Central, so essentially forcing that turnover. And Nemaha Central gets their first opportunity, 25 seconds into the third quarter, leading 15-14. Here's Ganstrom, far sideline, up the floor, stops on the wing, now gets it back top of the key, now works it back left on the wing, gets it off to Holthouse. Back to Ganstrom up top, now wants to go right, gets there to the wing, skips it left wing now to Henry, gets it back to Ganstrom, who's open for three, short, and a rebound for Jeff West, brought down by Michaelis. Opportunity for the Tigers to retake the lead, down 15-14, a minute into the third. Here's Stones, got cut off. Now here's an elbow jump shot that is short, and then out of bounds underneath, and back to Nemaha Central. That one missed by Meg Tibbetts, the 5'7 senior. Ganstrom off to Henry. A minute plus into the third quarter, 15-14, Nemaha Central. Ganstrom has it, kind of a soft press by Jeff West, slowly backing up and working now in the front court. Nemaha Central, they get a shot inside by Ganstrom, but that's blocked, and Roney collects the rebound and wants to push the tempo. She wants to go coast to coast and then kick it off, but a blocking foul is going to be called by Holthouse. Or on Holthouse, I should say. That'll be her second foul. First foul on either team here in the third. 90 seconds into this third period, still waiting for our first points of the quarter, 15-14, Thunder by one. They set up Biltoff for three, left it short, rebound Nemaha Central. And then we get a whistle and a foul on Jeff West, as they'll get Mallory Young with her second and their first team foul here in the second half. They will, again, push the pressure here defensively, will Jeff West. 15-14 is our score. Nemaha Central with the one-point lead in the ball. Holthouse to Larkin on the block. Turns, fires, shot no good. And a rebound for Jeff West. Brought down there by Biltoff. Coming up on 2 minutes into this third quarter. Still 15-14. There's a nice backdoor cut and then lost underneath by Michaelis. And a turnover by Jefferson West as Henry comes away with a steal. Henry up the floor, hands it off to Larkin. Backs out near the midcourt stripe, guarded by Aroni. Left side chest pass, it goes to Henry. Resetting the offense. 5:42, clock moving here in the third. 15-14, our score. Here's Larkin, has it high left, picks up the dribble, skips it near side. Now Ganstrom on the wing. One dribble, top of the key pass to Henry. Gets around the screen, works towards the left corner. Picks it up there. Now Holthouse opens for three. That's too strong. And a rebound for Jefferson West. Good look there for Addie Holthouse, just unable to knock it down. As points continue to be hard to come by, as Stones kicks one left corner. Michaelis for three, left that one short. And a rebound for Addie Holthouse. Holthouse wants to push the tempo. How about all the way? Layup trickles off, no good. And a rebound for Jefferson West as Roney gathers her eighth rebound of the ball game. 4:50 left in this third period, and Jeff West is going to take a timeout at the 30. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. And 4:49 left here in the third, 15-14, Nemaha Central. Still no points in this third quarter. Game was tied at 9 after 1, and then a 6-5 advantage for Nemaha Central in the second. Gave them a 15-14 halftime lead. Addie Holthouse leading the way for the Thunder with 8. Kristen Biltoff has 8 points as well for the Tigers. And down to roughly a week and a half left here in the regular season. Some teams with just 2-3 games left. as Kinley Stones checks back into the game. Hallie Tuck as well, pair of sophomores for Jeff West as Stones gets it here in the front court. Out of the timeout, back to it. Here's Tuck left side, or right side, excuse me. Now left side it goes to Stones, back to Tuck. Zone defense here for the Thunder, looking inside, bad pass, intercepted by Honeyman. Another steal by Nemaha Central. 4.5 minutes left here in the third. They lead it 15-14. Holthouse inside, layup good. Nice cut. Holthouse down to double figures with 10. The lead is 3, 17-14, and those are our first points here in the quarter. Here's Stones, kicks it back up top. Biltoft has it. 8 points to lead the Tigers. Tuck back to Stones as we're coming up on 4 minutes into this third quarter. 17-14, Nemaha Central. As they continue to pressure with this zone defense, Tuck and Stones play back and forth with it up top. Now Biltoff gets it in the left corner. Goes baseline, swings the pass to Tuck. Top of the key, now works it right side into the corner. Roney has it, had it knocked away, but Tuck able to gather. We'll reset once again. Here Stones had it knocked away and a steal by Ganstrom. 4 turnovers here in the quarter by Jeff West. Anstrom stops on the wing, kicks it left side. They want to go inside. Beautiful feed, and it's a layup for Ella Larkin. Ella Larkin's first field goal. Largest lead of the game for either side as Nemaha Central now leads it by 5 at 19-14 at under 3:20 to go here in the quarter. Here is Stones between the rings out high. Right side pass to Tuck. Good defense by Honeyman. Now they get it to Mallory Young inside, and then she had it knocked away by Larkin, and another Nemaha Central steal. Here's Larkin, right side on the wing, trying to build on their 5-point lead here in the third quarter, now under 3 minutes to go. Larkin, top of the key, right side to Henry. Holds it high, they set up Ganstrom, top of the key for 3. That one is no good, but all the way into the backcourt, it's tipped, and Henry has it for Nemaha Central. They'll reset. Holthouse, free throw line, turns and fires, just grazing the front rim short, and another offensive rebound for McKenzie Henry. So a third opportunity here on this possession. Then we get a reach-in foul on Kinley Stones. That'll be her second and team second. 2:28 left here in the period, 19-14. Nemaha Central by 5. Brooklyn Michaelis back into the game. Henry to throw it in, left side. Gets it back from Holthouse, and they'll reset. Now under 2:25 left here in the quarter. The 5-point Nemaha Central lead. Jeff West has not scored here in the third. We're about 6 minutes in. Ganstrom, top of the key. Larkin, free throw line. Ganstrom on a cut and a foul. Nicely done. A little give and go by Larkin to Ganstrom, and free throws coming up for Taryn Ganstrom, the 5'4 senior. Kristen Biltoff picks up her second team foul, number 3, as Ganstrom's going to shoot 2. Quiet night for her so far. Just 2 points. Make it 3. She knocks in the first free throw. Reagan Garrity will check in for Larkin at 2:11 left here in the quarter. Ganstrom's just shy of 54% at the line this season, but she goes 2 for 2 here. Has 4 in the game, and the lead is 7 at 21-14. Built off, left side pass into the corner. Michaelis drives, looking, and a pass deflected out of bounds. Stays with Jefferson West at 2:01 left here in the third. And Nemaha Central leading 21-14. They're on a 6-0 run here in the third. There's a difficult shot from 15 that's no good by Michaelis, but a backside rebound by Built off, and they'll reset up top for a second chance opportunity with 1:50 to go in the quarter. Long pass to Michaelis in the corner, now inside to Roney, working on Garrity, but she's going to be called for a travel. Good defense there by Reagan Garrity. Now 18 turnovers in the game by Jefferson West. Again, they have been very good all season in terms of limiting their turnovers, but not tonight. And Nemaha Central has really ramped things up defensively, and they lead it 21-14. Now 90 seconds left here in the third. Ganstrom gets it up top. Left side it goes to Addie Holthouse. She's in the corner. Now Henry wants to drive. And then that is deflected, but Garrity gets it back. And Henry now will fire a deep three. That is short. Honeyman a rebound, and then a whistle and a foul underneath. Honeyman now with four rebounds here in the ball game. As they get the foul on Michaelis, that is her third and team foul number four. As it's Honeyman now, top of the key. Ganstrom has it. Garrity at the free throw line, looking for Ganstrom on a cut. Not there. Up top, back to Holtow for reset. 1 minute to go here in the third. 21-14. Yamaha Central trying to hold Jeff West to a goose egg here in the corner. There's a block shot by Stone. Correction, that's Mallory Young. And now Jeff West an opportunity. With 45 seconds left in the period. They're down 21-14. Here's Biltoff, left wing, drives, and she traveled with it. Another Jeff West turnover as we'll get Burley Sanders, a sophomore, into the game. First minutes for Sanders tonight for Jeff West as Ella Larkin also checks back in for Honeyman. Down to 38.5 seconds left in the third. 21-14. It's a 6-0 third quarter so far for Nemaha Central. And Jeff West, they have struggled all night and really in this quarter to find any points as they might be held scoreless here in the quarter. Here's Henry, top of the key, down to 18 seconds. Guarded by Biltoff, good defense, man-to-man. Down to 10 seconds, Ella Larkin, they want to go inside. They get it to Holthouse, her layup is no good. Tipped in the air, gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. 23-14, 2 seconds left, and that's going to end the quarter. What a third quarter by Nemaha Central as they outscore Jeff West 8-0 and make it 23-14 as we head to the fourth. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Just like that, after going scoreless in the third, as Roney with a quick bucket to start for Jeff West, and that was absolutely much needed, as she now has four in the game and cuts the deficit to 23-16, as Nemaha Central leads it by 7, 30 seconds into the fourth. They outscored Jeff West 8-0 in the third period. As Ganstrom has it right side, bounces it to Henry up top, back to Ganstrom on the wing, ball fakes, drives all the way, a lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for Jeff West, taken away by Hallie Tuck, the sophomore. Here's Biltoff up the floor. Here's Tuck, Biltoff, deep three, that is short, barely grazing the rim, and then saved underneath. And it's going to be into the hands of Larkin. So here's Nemaha Central pushing the tempo. Pass inside to Holthaus, deflected out of bounds by Roney. And it will be Nemaha Central ball. 6:51 left in the game, 23-16 our score. Nemaha Central leading by 7 with the ball underneath their own bucket. Here's Larkin up top. Left side pass to Garrity. Hands it off to Henry. They'll reset up top. Skips it to Ganstrom near side. Now Holthaus on the wing. She swings it to Henry left side. Right back to Holthaus on the wing. Larkin at the elbow. Nearly had it knocked away. Does so. Still knocked away. And finally, Jeff West going to come away with a steal. Here's Biltoff coast to coast. She missed the layup. Battle for the rebound, ripped away by Holthouse. Big miss there by Biltoff in transition. Larkin, a three. That is short. And trying to chase down her own rebound, and then bodies collide, and we get a whistle and a foul. As they get Ella Larkin with this foul. That is her second, and a team third. Or correction, team second. Honeyman back in the lineup, replacing Larkin. As Jeff West gets it back, down 23-16. As we're not quite 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Here's Biltoff. Wants to drive. Nice bounce pass to Sanders, who lays it up for two. Early Sanders. Averaging less than a point per game and doesn't see a lot of minutes. It's a nice easy one at the rim and a 4-0 start in the quarter here for Jeff West. Trims the deficit to 23-18 at under 6 minutes to go. And then Haddon Hilton wants to call a timeout at the full, so we'll follow suit. 5:43 left in our game. Jeff West clawed back. They trail here at Nemaha Central 23-18. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central with the basketball, leading 23-18. Gantstrom, a quick three. This one is no good. Tipped underneath and a rebound for Jeff West. Clawing back. They were down nine at the end of three, and that should have been a double dribble, and there's the call. And that's going to be a turnover by Jefferson West. Another one as they continue to pile up those numbers here tonight. Thunder get it back up five with 5:19 to go. 23-18 is our score. Gantstrom, top of the key to Henry, in between the rings out high. Wants to work left, stops on the wing, coming back towards the top of the key, had it knocked away, gathers, kicks it right wing. They go inside to Holthouse, turns, nice little extra pass to Henry up top. Now Gantstrom on the wing, up top to Henry. 3 minutes in, 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. 23-18, Nemaha Central. Gantstrom, nice bounce pass inside, and then ripped away by Sanders for a steal. And Jeff West gets it back. Here's Biltoff working up the floor. Far sideline, gets past Honeyman. Up top it goes to Roney. Ball fake, shot. Might have been partially blocked, no good, and a rebound for Addy Holthouse. Holthouse up the floor. Gets it off to Henry. Holthouse gets it right back. Coming up on 4:20 left in the ballgame. 23-18, our score. Monster game for the Big 7. Holthouse inside, fires and banks it home. Good pass by Garrity. Holthouse now with 14. And it's 25-18, Nemaha Central. Nice double team here by Honeyman and Gantstrom, and they come away with a steal. And then there's a whistle and a foul on Roney. They force another turnover. Jeff West wants to take a quick timeout. They will. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 4:01 left in our ball game. Nemaha Central leading 25-18. Actually, they change it to a full timeout, but that's okay. We'll go ahead and keep it right here anyways, as give you an opportunity to Thanks, Peru State College, our game sponsor tonight. Nebraska's First College, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. And again, mentioning how big of a game this is in the league standing, Seminole Central at 9-2 atop the league. Jeff West a half game back at 9-3. And then you have Hiawatha right there at 8-3. Those are really the three teams battling out with just a handful of games left here in the season. So if Seminole Central can hold off and win, they'd move to 10-2. And that would drop Jeff West to 9-4. And that'd be a tough spot for Jeff West to try to come back and get a piece. But Hiawatha certainly not out of this thing yet either, as they're just a game back in Nemaha Central heading into tonight's games. But if Jeff West wins, that's certainly going to shake some things up down the stretch as well. So, again, Nemaha Central, they've won four straight Big Seven league crowns, and they're looking for five. And a win tonight would certainly give them a much better chance of doing that. So out of the timeout, we're halfway into the fourth. Garrity at the free throw line, had it knocked away, and that's going to be a steal for Jeff West. And then Jeff West throws it away as they were looking for Biltoff up the floor, and then knocks out of bounds, and Nemaha Central throws it away. Three straight turnovers, and ultimately Jeff West has it with 3:47 left in the game, down 25-18. Here's Roney, wants to work. Nice little kick into the corner to Michaelis. Up top to Biltoff. Splits two defenders, but lost it, chasing it down in the corner. Now Roney, high right. Nice ball fake on Honeyman. Steps into a 10-footer, in and out, no good. And a rebound battle underneath. Couple of bodies hit the floor. Jump ball, possession arrow, gives it back to Nemaha Central. Every possession important. Down the stretch, we're at 3:28 left in the game. As Honeyman is leading from her whip, so they're going to make her come out of the game. As Ella Larkin will check in for her. So Ganstrom, Henry, Holthaus, Garrity, and Larkin, the five on the floor for the Thunder. Holthaus trying to get it in. She can. Good pressure by Jeff West, and that forces Haddon Helchin to call a timeout. It is a 30, so once again, we will keep it right here. Good night, Brady Holthaus. She leads the charge, 14 points and 7 rebounds. Kristen Biltoff, still the leading scorer for Jeff West. She has 8, and all of those 8 were in the first half. As again, one of the few storylines here is Jeff West held scoreless in the third. Nemaha Central with an 8-0 third period turned a 15-14 halftime lead into a 23-14 lead at the end of three, but Jeff West scored the first four out the gate as they try to claw back in it, and right now we sit at 25-18. Nemaha Central with 3:28 left in the game. Nemaha Central with the ball, got to go the full length of the floor. Jeff West setting up full court pressure defense. Holthaus to throw it in, still looking, and then chucks one into Garrity. Gets it back to Holthaus, near sideline run. Here's Henry. They do get it across the timeline. They'll reset. Now this is Ganstrom, left side on the wing. Steps in through a couple defenders, kicks it back high left to Holthaus. Again, the Thunder are certainly going to use the time as best to their advantage with the lead. Larkin baseline, cut off by a couple defenders, kicks it back out to Henry. Henry launching a pass to Ganstrom, to Garrity, short corner left. Chucks a long pass here to Henry as they continue to play good ball and just passing it around, wasting a little bit of time. Garrity cut, Larkin shot blocked at the rim, but a whistle and a foul. Michaelis came over and blocked the shot, but got a lot of body. That is her fourth foul, and Ella Larkin will shoot two big free throws. Been a quiet night for the 5A junior. Ella Larkin, just 3 points and one rebound. The leading rebounder for this team at 7.5 per game, and she knocks in the free throw, and she's got 4. Makes it 26-18 at 2:52 left in the ballgame. 2 for 3 at the line tonight, 51% on the season. Free throw up, free throw good. As Callie Honeyman will check back in for Larkin. As the lead is back to 9 at 27-18 at 2:50 to go. So big possession here for Jeff West. Here's Biltoff inside. Good kick. Gets it right back into the left corner. Now Michaelis back to Biltoff. Left side on the wing. Pass tipped in the air. Nearly stolen away. And Biltoff will reset up top. 2.5 minutes left. 27-18. Nemaha Central trying to hold on. They get it into the right corner. Roney curls. Pulls up from the elbow. In and out. No good. And a whistle and a foul inside on the rebound attempt. They'll get Nemaha Central. They'll get Holthaus with her third. That's team foul number three. So plenty of fouls to give. Jeff West inside. They get it into Roney. Dumps it to Biltoff. Her shot is up. No good. And Holthaus able to grab that rebound. So a big miss there for Jeff West. And now we're down to 2:05 left in the game. With Nemaha Central leading by 9 at 27-18. Here's Honeyman, left side in the corner. Now Henry up top, we're down to 152. There's a whistle, there's the foul. Team foul number 7, this should be a 1-1. It will be a 1-1. As Biltoff picks up her third, team foul number 7, so it's a 1-1 for Mackenzie Henry. Mackenzie Henry, the 5'6 senior. She's not scored tonight, but has 5 rebounds. She is a 43% free throw shooter at 13 of 30 on the year. This one off the heel, too strong. Tipped out of bounds, but saved by Henry and off to Gamstrom. And the Thunder have it. Now Henry for 3. That one is so good. And a whistle underneath and a foul on Jeff West. As Holthaus nabbed the board. As they will get Michaelis, and that is her 5th, and she will foul out of the game. And Holthaus will shoot free throws with 1:40 to go. I think this is a 1-1. It's on the floor, so Holthaus with 14 points and 9 rebounds, and she misses the free throw and a rebound for Jeff West. 1:35 to go. It's a 9-point Nemaha Central lead. Jeff West, they got to work and work quickly. Biltoff, a difficult floater from the left corner is good. That's a difficult shot. She has 10, and the lead is 7 at 27-20 with a minute 20 to go. Haddon Hilton's going to call a quick TO. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 1:16 left in our ball game. Nemaha Central 27, Jefferson West 20. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Here we go, 1:16 left, 27-20, Nemaha Central. They get it in, into the backcourt. Gamstrom quickly fouled by Hallie Tuck. That'll be her second, team 9th. So it's a 1-1 coming up for Taryn Gamstrom. The big free throws here for Taryn Gamstrom, the senior, 4 points tonight. She is 2 for 2 at the line. And her first free throw rattles in. Big free throw there by Taryn Gamstrom. She's now got 5, and she'll get a second. Lead up to 28-20 with 1:14 left. Gamstrom second, gets in there. So she's 4 for 4 at the line, and 6 points tonight. Mackenzie Henry checks back in Larkin comes out. As Jeff West now down to just a minute 13, clock moving. Yamaha Central doing a good job, a little bit of pressure, making Jeff West work to get it up the floor, waste a little bit of time. Gamstrom knocks it into the backcourt. It's a foot race. She'll have it. A shot is up, no good, and a foul. That's a big play. Diltoff is going to pick up her fourth. Gamstrom to shoot two. We got a minute to go in the game, and Yamaha Central leads it by nine. Gamstrom right back to shoot two. Chance to really kind of put this game potentially away as she hits the back heel, no good on the first. Now 4 for 5 at the line for the 5'4 senior tonight. Free throw here would get it to 10. And that one rattles out, no good. A rebound for Sanders, the sophomore for Jeff West. So 29-20, under a minute to go. Here's Roney. Working on Holthouse. Nice little hesitation to get it to Sanders inside, and her layup is good, and a timeout for Jeff West. Big bucket makes it 29-22 with 47 seconds to go. It's a full, so we'll step aside for a quick 30 as well. 47 seconds to go, 29-22, Thunder by 7, coming down the home stretch. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Thunder throw it in. They get it into Holthouse. Dribbles out of some trouble, gets it off to Garrity. And then Garrity's going to throw it away, was looking for Gamstrom. So 39 seconds to go, a 7-point Yamaha Central lead, and they turn it over. Jeff West gets it back down 29-22 as Callie Honeyman will check back into the game, replacing Henry. Still some life here for Jeff West. They need a bucket. As Biltoff to throw it in, gets it right back into the corner for three. That is too strong. Rebound chased into the corner and a jump ball. Possession will get it back to Yamaha Central. So a big miss there. So we're down to 34.4 to go. Henry back in for Honeyman. Little offense for defense. 29-22 our score. Thunder with the lead and the ball. Gamstrom bumped and fouled. So Gamstrom to the line to shoot two with 32.4 seconds remaining. Roney picks up the foul, her third. So Gamstrom, 4 for 6 at the line. She has 6 points tonight. Her team leads by 7 with 32.4 seconds remaining. And after going 4 for 4 from the line, she's missed 3 straight as Honeyman comes back in for Henry. Chance to get it back to 8 if she can knock this one down, but she left it short. And a rebound for Jeff West. Here comes Roney quickly pushing up the floor. Nice bounce pass to Tuck, and her layup is good, and a timeout, Jeff West. 29-24 with 24.7 to go. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go away. 29-24 our score with just under 25 ticks to go. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, out of the timeout, Jeff West. Showing some pressure here in the full court, trying to force a turnover. Holthouse has it far sideline, wasting some good time here, and she's finally bumped and fouled. Now 5 or 6 seconds, though, come off the clock. Holthouse is going to shoot two as Roney picks up her fourth. As Holthouse, again, will shoot two. And their team up 29-24, now 18 seconds remaining. Big first free throw for Addie Holthouse. She knocks that one down. She has 15 to lead all scores. That is half of her team's points. 30-24. The lead is 6. And she gets it to 7. Off the heel. Too strong. Rebound Jefferson West. Down to 13 seconds. Jeff West, they need something quickly. Down to 10 seconds. Biltoff over to Tuck. Back to Biltoff. They're down to 6. They need something. It's 4 seconds to go. Back to the top of the key. This is ultimately going to do it. Biltoff, the three. It's good, but it doesn't matter as the game is over. Biltoff hits the three, but the Thunder gets the win. 30-27, the final score. And a monster win for the Thunder as they chase now for what they're looking to chase, a fifth straight Big 7 league title. The Thunder win it 30-27. Against the Tigers here tonight. Post game next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Thunder win it, and we'll recap it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Senior nights here at Nemaha Central High School as they recognize the seniors in between ball games, and much more positive after the Thunder knockoff Jeff West in the girls game, 30-27, as this one certainly came down the home stretch, but really the difference, the third quarter, it was 15-14 at halftime. And Nemaha Central outscored Jeff West 8-0 in the third. They took a 23-14 lead into the fourth. But Jeff West, they fought, got back to within five a couple of times, and were down six late, but got a three at the buzzer, which made it 30-27. So a little bit closer than what it might have indicated, but nonetheless, it was close. Don't get me wrong. This was a close game, and that's exactly what we expected between the top two teams in the Big 7, but Nemaha Central's defense just so good down the stretch and getting big stops and forcing turnovers and hitting some free throws when they had to get the win. 30-27, as it's now six straight wins for the Thunder. They get to 14-4, now 10-2 in league play, and certainly create a little bit of separation with them and Jeff West in the standings, as the Tigers have now lost back-to-back league games. They are now 12-6 and 9-4. In league play. So let's go through the final numbers here tonight. And we'll start with the Thunder. It was Addie Holthaus, a near double-double. She had 15 points and 9 rebounds. Erin Ganstrom added 6. Ella Larkin had 5. 2 points apiece by Kelly Honeyman and Reagan Garrity as well. Scoring for Jefferson West, it was Kristen Diltoff, right about her average at 13.7 points per game. She finishes with 13 tonight, lone double-figure score for the Tigers, as Melanie Roney, the second leading scorer at over 12 a game. She was held to just 4 points tonight, but she did have 11 rebounds, and certainly the leading rebounder for the Tigers kept that number up, again with 11 boards here this evening, but couldn't quite get as much going in the scoring column. Four apiece by Brooklyn Michaelis and Burley Sanders, also two by Hallie Tuck, and then also Roney as well, we mentioned, with 4 points and the 11 rebounds. But Jefferson West came into the ballgame tonight just 11 turnovers per game, but Nemaha Central forcing 23 Jeff West turnovers. They did not shoot a free throw in the second half, did Jeff West? They were 6-7 at the line. All of those free throws were in the first half. They out-rebounded Nemaha Central 28-22. The Thunder ended with 14 turnovers. They were 10-23 at the line. They were 7-14 from the line in the second half. But again, monster win for Nemaha Central tonight. Really, the other score we're really kind of waiting on is Sabetha, as they host, or correction, not Sabetha as well. Sabetha does play Perry LeCompton, but the other big one in the Big 7 that has league title implications, Hiawatha at home against Royal Valley tonight. If Hiawatha is able to get that win, then they will stay pace at least a game back or a game and a half back of Nemaha Central. But right now, the Thunder lone possession of first with just a handful of games left. So if the Thunder can win out, they will win their fifth straight league title. But it's still going to be very interesting down the stretch. Nemaha Central can't afford a loss here in the last two or three games. But not only did this create a little separation in the standings in the Big 7, but also keeps right now the Thunder in the three spots in the 3A substates in Silver Lake, as they are still a half game back of Hiawatha for second, and then at Silver Lake, one of the best in 3A, they are 16-1, and they currently hold that top seed in that substate, which is again one of the more talented and loaded substates in Kansas, as you have the top four teams with double-digit wins, with at least 12 wins. But Jeff West right now sitting in that fourth spot, but they have lost back-to-back games. since a 5-game winning streak, and this one hurts in terms of trying to win a league title, is Nemaha Central again able to get it done at home, 30-27 in what was a very good ball game from the jump. And really, again, the third quarter and free throw shooting kind of tend to be the difference here tonight. The turnovers as well did not help Jefferson West with 23, but 7-14 at the line in the second half for Nemaha Central. Jeff West did not shoot free throws in the second half at all. Addie Holthouse was a game changer, 15 points and 9 rebounds. And then the 8-0 third quarter to create that little bit of extra separation for Nemaha Central. Again, helping the cause, no doubt about it. So let's announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. They provide modern banking services. You can visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, we've gone through the numbers. Great performances, both sides, but the 5'10 junior, Addie Holthouse, here on a senior night. The junior getting it done, 15 points, 9 rebounds. She had 7 of her 15 points in the second half, but she had 8 points, 3 rebounds in the first half, and then she goes for 7 points and 6 rebounds in the second half. She was just 1-for-4 at the line, but again, dominance in the paint, getting it done on the glass as well, a near double-double, 15 points and 9 rebounds. Addie Holthouse, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. You can visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So again, that's going to wrap up the first half of our broadcast here tonight, as the Nemaha Central girls again victorious, 30-27 against Jefferson West. And now we transition into the boys contest, where the Thunder now drops to number 10 in the latest rankings from the KBCA, from number 4 this past week, as they were tied with Galena, but now they have dropped a couple of games in a row. They lost to Royal Valley on Friday, 62-42. They have lost back-to-back games since the 10-game winning streak. Thunder are 14-3, 8-3 in league play. And this Jeff West Tigers crew still looking for their first win of the year under first-year head coach Joe Smith. So we're going to send it back to the studio for about 12 or 13 minutes or so. Kirk Hillman will take care of you. So hang tight. We'll come back in about 12 or 13 minutes for the second game of our doubleheader. Again, it's Nemaha Central hosting Jefferson West. Thunder girls win it 30-27 in the first ball game. A boys contest coming up in about 14 or 15 minutes. So we'll send it back to the studio, and we're back in just a tight bit. Hang on. Just keep it locked. We got you. MSC Sports Radio Network.